Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Craig Swenson from 50 North. We'll find out what's happening at Northfield Senior Center a little bit later on. But right now we have joining us by phone today is State Representative from District 20B, Todd Lippert. Representative Lippert, thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning, Jeff. It's good to be with you.
You yesterday made an announcement that you would not be running for re-election, one that I don't know, I guess kind of took me by surprise, but I wanted to invite you on to talk about that a little bit. What was behind your decision to decide not to run for re-election in November?
Yeah, well, I don't think you're the only one caught by surprise, but the reason for me is since the last election and since the insurrection at the nation's capital in particular, I've been feeling a greater sense of urgency around helping Democrats connect with people in rural areas. And I really feel like our democracy depends on it right now. And there's a growing conversation in the state of Minnesota, a growing conversation nationally about how do Democrats do this and do this more effectively. I've been engaged in that conversation and really drawn to it. I'd like to give my experience as someone who's grown up in a town of 700 people, dedicated his professional life to healthier and vibrant, more compassionate communities as a pastor to this work. And I wrestled with this decision over the course of the year, but ultimately felt like I wanted to give my full time to this work going forward, and that I needed to step aside from the House position to do it.
Let's talk about full time. Now, you have a job outside of being a legislator, as most of the legislators do. Can you tell us, are you going to be continuing that, and what does that work entail?
So I've been doing some consulting work on communications, communications with folks in rural communities, effectively communicating across race, across geography, and connecting with people in rural communities. So that work I've really enjoyed that. It's been a good combination with my political work. So I've been doing, having some of those conversations in different states with different leaders. But this will, I'm really going to be focusing full time on its work of rural organizing and connecting in rural communities in one way or another going forward.
Once again, Representative Todd Lippert is with us. We're discussing his decision to not run for re-election coming up in November. Representative Lippert, there's been, as everyone knows, we've had a census a couple of years ago, and there will be redistricting done, and nobody really knows at this point what that's going to look like, but other than it's probably going to look different than it does the current last 10 years have. Did redistricting, did that have anything to do with the decision? Northfield's kind of an island on its own, a more liberal island in a conservative sea in the rural areas. Did that have any effect?
That's a good question, but it didn't at all. I am, I'm very confident that with whatever map comes out, that Northfield is going to be, it's going to stay together as one community in the district, in the map. That's been the case for the last few decades. Northfield, for the most part, all of Northfield and Rice County has been in the district. And as long as that's the case, this is going to be a very strong district for a Democrat. So that really didn't weigh into my decision at all. What has, really been on my mind is simply, Democrats need to do a better job of connecting with people in rural communities, inviting more people in rural communities to stand with us. And it's a very important, urgent issue right now. And we need people to give their time and energy to it. And I feel like I should be one of them.
Once again, Representative Lippert is with us. Let's talk about the upcoming session having announced that you won't be running for re-election. We saw last year, the last couple of years, you have developed into a more of a leadership role within the DFL in the House. Will you continue on during this legislative session in some of those leadership positions? Have you talked with DFL leaders about this?
Yes, absolutely. So I've talked with the Speaker of the House about my decision and communicated with my colleagues as a caucus yesterday, so they're aware of my decision and understand my reasons. We will, you know, miss working together over after this session is done. I've developed a lot of close working relationships and admire so many members of the legislature very, very much. But I'll continue as an assistant leader through this session, and am excited about the work that's ahead. I have, you know, definitely have priorities in mind, things that I would like to accomplish that are important for the district, important for the state, and you know, there'll be some other members in both parties that are stepping aside too and retiring, and but we'll all be engaged and wanting to make this session as effective and important as possible for the people of Minnesota.
All right, and one final question, and that would be your potential successor. Somebody from the Democratic Party will be running for election in this district in November. Have you endorsed anyone? Does anybody come out and said, hey, I am going to be running for this particular office? What about the future of District, what is now District 20B?
So I haven't endorsed anybody. I did have someone reach out to me yesterday who was interested and said, this person said that there was interest in running. And so I expect this person will make an announcement sometime soon. We had a good conversation about it. And, you know, I would imagine there might be some others that are thinking about the possibility. There are many strong leaders across the district who could do this work and do it well. I'm confident there will be strong candidates stepping forward, and there will be a lot of passion and energy towards getting whoever the endorsed candidate is elected.
All right. Well, Representative Lippert, thank you so much for joining us today, and we look forward to joining you throughout the session. We'll probably have you on another time or two before the beginning of the legislative session to talk about some more about the issues that are upcoming over the course of the next few months. But thank you for taking a few minutes and being with us, and best of luck to you in your future.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the time, and I look forward to talking more soon.
All right. State Representative Todd Lippert from District 20B. Got Rich coming up with local news in a few minutes. Actually, next, though, it is from 50 North, Craig Swenson. That's coming up after this.